Good morning. Welcome to St. Peter Cathedral. Our parish is participating in the baby bottle boomerang to benefit the care clinic. We ask that you please take bottles home, fill them with a check, cash, or coins, and return them to the decorated boxes at the back of the pews by Sunday, January 31st. If you are interested in online giving, please see the instructions in the bulletin, and we thank you for your support of the care clinic. This Friday, January 29th, we will have a Respect Life Mass at 5:15 p.m. with Bishop John Durfler. Please continue to practice our safety measures while at Mass, including wearing face masks and social distancing. The celebrant for this morning's Mass is Father Yerne, and he will be assisted at the altar by Deacon Louis Londo. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, so that we may worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess, to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may abound in good works through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned away from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully, for the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in the boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So there are two responses that are asked of us. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? The gospel means good news. And good news is not just, you know, good news. It's something you're not going to believe what I just heard. That's good news. So the gospel, believe in the good news. Repent and believe in the good news is our two responses when we hear the kingdom is at hand. What is the good? Well, it's twofold. Forgiveness of our sins and given us to participate in his own divine life. This is the good news. Jesus says, "I want you to participate in my own divine life." And before that comes the forgiveness of sins. We all are forgiven, something that we cannot get rid of ourselves. The Lord says, "I forgive your sins if you only ask." All we have to do is ask, repent, and then believe that I forgive you. Believe in my mercy. My mercy is everlasting. I forgive you. But we do have to repent, right? That's the one, that one response. And as Prophet Jonah, in today's first reading, was going through Nineveh, he said, "Repent or else." The Lord is going to have to destroy the city because of so much sin. Repent. And what did they do? They repented. And the Lord says, and the Lord also repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them because they repented. We have to repent. Otherwise, it's not going to fare well for us. Right now, we're 2 days after the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. An evil, a genocide, just like the Nazi genocide against the Jews and many others. And we have it in our midst. We live with it. We condone it. You know, when it comes to abortion, the good news is there. Repent. Believe in His mercy. He will forgive all our sins. If for some reason we have participated directly or indirectly in an abortion or encouraged it, the Lord will forgive when we repent. Just come back to me. This is the good news. Repent and believe in the gospel. Believe that I can forgive you. He forgives. But when we encourage abortion, when we promote it, when we vote for people who promised to promote it and to increase it, then we're in real trouble. That sin of voting for someone who promises to increase abortion, it's much less forgivable than the actual sin of abortion if you are involved with it. Let me repeat that again. The sin of voting for someone who promises to increase abortion is much less forgivable than if you were involved in abortion yourself. Why? When it comes to abortion, the mercy of the Lord is there for us. Believe in the gospel. The gospel is, I forgive your sins. Just come back to me. Repent. I forgive. And the Lord knows about the pressures. Maybe you were young, you were involved, there were pressures involved, all that stuff. But now you have converted. Just like the Ninevites, you have converted, the Lord forgives. But if we vote in cold blood for someone who promotes abortion, that means we condone it. We have not repented, we condone it. That's why that sin is much less forgivable. And unless we repent as a nation, as a culture, it's not going to fare well for us. You know, historically, the Lord does not tolerate things forever. It's just, they simply cannot go on. By nature, they cannot go on. We're self-imploding, right? So the Lord is sending His prophetic message today, repent or else. And St. Paul said today, the time is running out. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. So we have to repent. We have to repent or else. And the else may be coming, but what we have to keep in mind is the good news. I forgive you all your sins. All you have to do is just repent. Why is it so hard to repent? Is it because then I'm proven that I was wrong? Yeah, we all are sinners. We are all wrong all the time. That's why He came. He came to save us because we're in trouble. We always stray. We are sinners. Every Mass is a sinner's Mass. We come here not because we're so good to get a pat on our back. We're here because we need help. The first part of Mass is all about, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Forgive our sins. Mea culpa. Right? Because we admit that we're in trouble. We are repenting. And we're doing that first response. Repent and believe in the gospel. Every Mass we do that. Every Mass we repent, and then we get filled with His power, the Holy Spirit, by believing in the good news, believing that He does forgive all our faults, no matter how many times we fall into it. So repent and believe in the gospel. The Lord will repent himself of threatening of the evil that's here, but we need to repent, especially inside the church. Before we can solve the problem of abortion, the culture's problem of abortion, we have a problem right here, right in the church. We're not repenting. We are condoning. Sometimes I don't see anyone now and I'm not looking, but sometimes people are rolling their eyes when abortion is brought up in these very pews. Horrible, horrible. The Lord will not tolerate that. We need to repent. We need to repent. It's like saying to Nazis, yeah, check mark, go ahead. I want these Jews to be gas chambered. We need to repent. Because he forgives. Do not be afraid of his mercy. He forgives, he fills us with his Holy Spirit. Repent and believe in his gospel. Believe in the mercy.
Let's profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers.
That the Church of God will fearlessly call people to repentance and believe in the good news, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That like citizens of Nineveh, people will believe in God and renounce their evil behavior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That men and women will follow Christ and as missionaries become true fishers of people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That many young people will respond to Christ's call to follow him in the consecrated life and in the priesthood. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in this passing world, we will hold on to the eternal truths of the good news of Christ and his church. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the parish family of St. Peter Cathedral and St. Mary Mission, for whom this Mass is offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for all these prayers through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you lives and reigns forever and ever. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin, By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Oh.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that receiving the grace by which you bring us to new life, we may always glory in your gift through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
hate to say.
No, but just the fact that he forgives.